It's time we answer a question on your stock in a little segment we like to call Your Stock, Our Take. Buy, sell, or hold.
Caldwell Partners International, symbol CWL in the TSX, current price about $1.15. Market cap is just under $25 million. So what does the company do? Like I said, they're an executive search firm specializing in recruiting executives for full-time advisory roles on behalf of its client. They concentrate on activities, the activity of locating to fill senior executive positions and senior executive advisory positions within a company. So what are the key points that we look at the company here? Well, very strong recent financials. In fact, just released a day ago, leading to about a 10% jump in the stock price. Now, what do these numbers entail? Well, about a 24% growth in revenues in the first quarter, up to $18 million. Net income really surged about 340% to just under $1 million. And adjusted EBITDA came in at $1.7 million, up from $1.1 million in the same period of the last year. Now, the Q3 results marked a new high watermark for revenue for the business. They were very strong. And the third quarter, it represented new bookings going forward and revenue the records for a single quarter in the company's history. So the business is also positioned well heading into the fourth quarter. Now, a couple of notes on this business, because we do know it quite well. It looks incredibly cash rich, with cash and cash equivalents of over $16 million, or almost two-thirds of the market cap in cash. But we have to dial that sentiment back a little bit. The company holds compensation payable of over, just under $16 million, and it estimates its unencumbered cash, or a figure closer to working capital, at just $8.6 million, which is still good, but roughly half the cash that you see sitting there on the books. Trailing PE is in the range of 10, which is attractive based on the last quarter. And if the growth continues, it certainly looks undervalued. But this has been our issue with the company. It has historically produced one, two, or three solid quarters in a row where you see some growth, only to be followed by a weak one or two or three. In other words, the company is lumpy and consistent historically. On the bright side, like I said, there's a very strong dividend yield here, 6.7%. It's not guaranteed, but it's very stable at present, and it has been for a number of years. The company should have a strong fourth quarter this year and sets up for a decent potential trade. The comments from management going into the quarter were positive, but we have no visibility beyond Q4, and that's always been the rub with this company. The stock is likely undervalued, and like I said, is an option for a trade, but the inconsistency, lack of liquidity, and long-term earnings growth keeps us on the sidelines right now. Certainly interesting, better than a lot of companies that we see out there, but right now we would just hold your position, or we're not really buyers at this stage unless you're looking at it, like I said, as more of a trade.